I have Luke O'Leary here, and you just got National FFA President for 2018 and 2019. How do you feel?
It's pretty indescribable. I just feel incredibly grateful and excited to get going. It's letting it sink in. I'm trying to just breathe, stay calm for now, and then, you know, get the ball rolling and get started with our awesome year ahead of us.
All right, so tell me one thing. How many hours did you put in preparing for this?
That's somewhat hard to count up. I've been the California National Officer candidate since June. And so it's for the past, whatever that is, 4 months, 5 months, been preparing and spending about each day. I would try to cover different topics, whether that was the agricultural industry, education, or our organization, the FFA, putting in hours each day to get to know each topic area better, then as well as just also getting to know myself better and doing some more self-reflection so that I'm able to walk into that interview room this past week and communicate not only the knowledge I have, but communicate who I am and how I want the community to get to know me.
Most definitely. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to thank some people.
I would like to thank so many people. You know, I described this FFA jacket as it has my name on it, but it could be filled with the names of people that I am made up of today. Like my agricultural teachers, Mrs. Bates and Mrs. Evans, who started me on this whole journey. My parents and my sisters and my brother-in-laws and all the ones who have supported me from home. All my friends, it's been incredible, whether it's my friends back home from my hometown of San Luis Obispo or my friends even at Texas A&M where I went to school. I have all this community that has supported me and I'm incredibly grateful for.
And one more thing before we wrap this up. Just give me a few things that you're looking forward to the most.
I'm honestly looking forward to the most to being able to step into a completely unfamiliar environment, be that in an FFA camp up in the upstate of New York or to the alumni camp in Oklahoma or to a different company where we get to visit with foundation staff members and step into an environment that is brand new to me, but know that for the people there, that's their home. And I get to step into their home for a day or however long I'm visiting and get to experience home from another one's perspective. I'm incredibly excited to gain those experiences and learn from the stories of others.
All right. Well, once again, congratulations to Luke O'Leary, 2018-2019 National FFA President. For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.